great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to welcome this guy. And the guy I hope is the next mayor of the greatest city in America, New York City, my friend Curtis Liwa. Curtis, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I crushed my opponent in the Republican primary. A lot of your listeners in the New York area indicated to me that they had stayed in touch with my campaign through you because, you know, the mainstream media in New York City was as if both I and my opponent were people of no consequence. So I want to thank you personally, Pags, for at least giving updates on the campaign, something the mainstream media just refused to do.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm humbled that you even think that we made any difference. But you're right. I'm hearing from a lot of people in the area. We get in there on the weekend, and a lot of people, you know, watch and they stream and they listen and they love you. They've loved you for 40 years, Curtis. But you're right. In New York City, the local media is basically shutting you out, and it doesn't make any sense. I know that you show up on Fox here and there and Newsmax and whatever. But what is it going to take for the local media to understand? And if they don't at least fairly show who's available and what difference the city can have, that the city they live in, the city they work to cover, is not going to get any better. These people have they have some skin in the game, too. Why don't they act like it?
Because they don't have a feel for the streets. And in fact, again, another outside publication, the Washington Inquirer, spent a whole day with me walking in the streets, riding the subways. And they said, this guy is the people's choice. If you come out in the streets and subways, everyone has a Curtis Liwa story. They know a little bit about the other Democrats, but they don't have a personal connection to Curtis. And I think that's what the media just has a disconnect with, average everyday people. And Pags, remember, I'm the one Republican who has gone into neighborhoods where the only Republican they ever saw was Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill. And I'm well known there and well respected.
Yeah, and for good reason, because you've been doing really good work for the city for a long, long time. I wonder if you don't mind telling me, what would I see? Because I'm going to be going to New York soon. I don't know how busy you are. We'll see if we can connect when I'm there. But how busy, what would I see if I went with a camera and followed you around like you would do for the local media? What would you show that they're not showing? What are we missing on a national level that's happening in New York City on the foot level?
Well, number one, you would see the enormous number of emotionally disturbed persons and homeless people living in the streets, in the parks, in the subways, most of whom I know, believe it or not, on a first-name basis, because part of our job with the Guardian Angels is to tend to these lost souls. They don't belong in the streets or parks or subways. If they're emotionally disturbed, they need to be in a mental health facility getting their medicine, of which we oftentimes will travel with them, will transport them so they can get their medication and stabilize. And the homeless people, many of them that are put in shelters, but there are no programs in the shelters for their real needs, alcohol, drug addiction, and emotional issues. And because I have a contact with these people, I know exactly what they need, and I can do it more with less money. Because, you know, all the bureaucrats do is they throw money at it, particularly if they don't understand the problem.
But they throw money at it. They never spend it the right way, just like you just said. It's Curtis Liwa. Make sure you go to the website right now, Sliwa4NY.com. It's the word F-O-R. Why do you think they let people out of those facilities that were helping them or the homeless shelters? Because I think that the left, the compassionate ones anyway, they think they did something good for these people. They didn't. They made their lives exponentially worse, no?
Well, what it's called is they're opposed to institutionalizing people with mental health issues. And I get that. This goes back to, remember, when Geraldo Rivera did his documentary on the children of Willowbrook out on Staten Island. And we were all shocked at how the mentally ill children were being treated just in depraved conditions. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
Many of them cannot be cared for at home by their loved ones or parents or even home health care aides. They have severe psychotic issues. And that's why you need mental health care facilities where they're receiving their medication and stabilizing. Cuomo is the person, when he came into office as governor, had 30,000 psychiatric beds available for men and women who have these disorders. They've cut the budget. There's only 3,000 beds available statewide.
Crazy.
So that's why you see so many of them, these poor lost souls, a danger to themselves and everyone else in the subways, in the parks, in the streets. That's going to end with our mayor. We're going to be compassionate, but we're going to give them the help that the taxpayers have already spent. For instance, The mayor had spent $1.25 billion on a program called Thrive that he put his wife in charge of. Nobody has seen any accountability of where the money went. Certainly hasn't gone to the emotionally disturbed persons who know it. So on day one, when I'm sworn into office, we're going to issue the subpoenas, spreadsheets, and I want to see if the money is in Panama, the Cayman Islands, or a Switzerland bank account. And then guess what, Comrade Bill de Blasio? Indictments for you and your wife will put you in protective custody in a city jail of your choice.
I would also assume maybe you'd look into some Cuban bank accounts as well with that guy. Yeah. It's Curtis Sliwa. I hope he's the next mayor of New York. It's Sliwa4ny.com. One last thing on that. As the mayor, can you supersede the governor? If the governor has the money strings here, can you get into that? Does the mayor have the purview to say we're going to spend this, and this to fix our city, or do you need that guy's approval?
Unfortunately, we've ceded home rule to the state when we were in fiscal malaise. We were on the brink of going bankrupt in the 70s. So we gave up a lot of that home rule. But you see, wherever the mayor goes, the cameras and the media follows.
Yeah.
So when it comes to care of emotionally disturbed persons and the lack of responsible outreach by the state, we can make the connection and embarrass Cuomo or whoever replaces him as governor to do the right thing. The power of the mayoralty, it's the second most powerful political position in the United States, second only to the presidency, if used correctly. Unlike the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, Bill de Blasio, who's in a drug-induced psychosis because he smokes Maui, Waui, and Hindu Kush all night.
It's Curtis Sliwa, Sliwa4NewYork.com, Sliwa4NY.com. Curtis, how bad is the crime in New York City right now? I mean, you tell me to wear a prophylactic that's bulletproof. I get it. I understand. A full-body prophylactic, by the way. But the reality is it as bad as it seems it is? Could it be worse than what I think it is? Just fill us in on how bad it is right now.
Oh, we're falling into the abyss. It's like Dante's Inferno. And then, look, AOC all out crazy with her colleague in arms, Democratic Socialists of America, Congressman Bowman, who it was reported has armed police officers in Yonkers, New York,
right,
protecting his house.
Right, as he wants to defund the police, though.
Yes, yes. And AOC, who wants to take away the police, she said that people like Curtis Sliwa are hysterical when they talk about crime. Again, she is protected by armed security officers.
Right.
Do as I say, but not as I do. And I'm calling AOC out, all out crazy, and the Democrat Socialists of America, because the people that they claim that they want to represent, the poor, the impoverished, and the indigent, they're the ones who are suffering from violent crime the most.
Right.
And they have no one to depend on in the ranks of AOC, all out crazy, and the Democratic Socialists of America. That's why it's the most important thing that I become the next mayor in New York City, so I can take my pen out. And you know what I've named my pen? Veto. I'm going to veto every piece of legislation, PACs, that they try to pass through the Democrat Socialists of America City Council in New York City.
As you might assume, I've got an Uncle Vito, but it's not spelled the same way. It's Curtis Sliwa, Sliwa4ny.com. I saw a piece of video that was startling the other day. I think a lot of people don't realize that Harlem is in Manhattan. The Harlem section of Manhattan, there was an issue. Local residents called police. Police went, and they had stuff thrown at them, strewn about them. People were throwing water on them. People were threatening them. We'll kill you if you don't leave our neighborhood. How do you bridge the gap and fix the obviously broken, because of the messaging of the left, relationship between police and neighborhoods like that? Neighborhoods where the good people who live there want police. The bad guys don't. How do you fix that?
Well, number one, the issue that nobody's talking about, because it's hard to explain to the general public, is that officials have stripped our police of what they call qualified immunity. That means they're no longer protected by the taxpayers, like all other civil servants, elected officials, judges, district attorneys. They have to go out and, imagine this, get their own police malpractice insurance policy, which is unaffordable,
right,
based on the salaries that they earn. So naturally, the police are hesitant to get involved in anything. I'm going to restore qualified immunity. I'm going to take the handcuffs off the police, put them on the criminals, and I'm going to tell them, go out and do your job. And if you get sued, we got your back. Just make sure you haven't crossed the line and violated someone's civil rights, because then I'll be your worst nightmare. I think that's a fair, square deal with our heroic police who risk their life each and every day for many of us who are ingrates, who just don't understand how dedicated these men and women are to protecting us in our neighborhoods where there is violent crime.
When you and I were growing up in New York, we knew the beat cop. Are there still beat cops in New York? Do the neighborhoods know the name of the police officer that's their friend and their protector? Or is that gone by the wayside?
No. The cops are so reactive. They had such budget cuts that they're responding to 911 calls too late. You're right. The old beat cop, who used to be a bit of a curmudgeon, they would have a baton.
Oh, yeah.
And they would tell you, hey, Pax, you and your crew, if you're not off the corner in 5 minutes, your kneecaps are going to be singing and ringing.
Exactly.
So you knew right away, Pax, it was time to move on. And that was fair because you had to maintain civility, a quality of life. And the beat cop did that. And he knew everyone. He knew the good, the bad, the ugly. He knew who to take you to if you were incorrigible, if you were a juvenile delinquent. In fact, they used to give you a JD ticket at the local precinct.
Right.
A juvenile delinquent ticket. You had that branded on you like a scarlet letter of a juvenile delinquent. And everyone knew who the troublemakers were, who the quiet ones were, the peacemakers, and they trusted the beat cop to be fair and to be the arbiter of correct justice.
And it's Curtis Sliwa, Sliwa, FORNY.com, SliwaForNewYork.com. Curtis, it's assumed that Eric Adams won. Eric Adams is the guy. He's the former cop. He's the right guy. He's a moderate. He's got it done. And now suddenly it looks like there might be a race here still with Garcia. Can you fill me in on what the hell's going on in New York?
Yeah, hold your horses, Pax. All the prognosticators were saying, oh, Eric Adams, he's the face of the new Democratic Party. He was taking a victory lap, pretentious, omnipotent as he and other politicians are.
Right.
And because of this ranked choice voting, which is like filling out a bingo card.
Right.
All of a sudden, they counted all the ranked choice votes. Garcia, who is considered the perfect bureaucrat, quiet, silent, no personality, not really associated with any issue. It's 2 percentage points behind. There are 125 absentee ballots left to count. And I got to tell you, they're mostly from areas that were supportive of Garcia. So at 2 and 2 together, Eric Adams may end up on the outside looking in, and Catherine Garcia may be my opponent as the Democrat in the general election.
125,000 are still to be counted?
125,000 absentee ballots.
Wow.
And you know from the previous presidential election and other close elections, they have to count them and then recount them.
Right.
And then count them again. And because she is surging because of ranked choice voting, I have to assume the same ranked choice votes exist on the absentee ballots. And like I said, a lot of the absentee ballots are coming from neighborhoods in the five boroughs of New York City that were very favorable to her in the general election.
Does it matter to you, Curtis, who you run against? Is there a difference between the two as far as how well you can do?
Nah, they're all de Blasio Democrats. They're clones of de Blasio. And I welcome taking them, if not one on, all of them on. I recommend, though, that people go to the Washington Examiner and look at the piece that was just published on me, where a reporter actually went out into the streets and subways with me and took the pulse of real people, as opposed to all the reporters in New York who are up in their ivory towers there, you know, right, in the streets instead of being in the streets. I'm the candidate of the streets. Normally, that's ceded to the Democrats, not in this race. The Republican is the candidate of the streets.
Sliwa, FORNY.com. If you're in the area, you can text the word Curtis as well, and you'll get more information on his candidacy. Last quick question. I'm just about out of time. How confident do you feel that New York City is ready to say, I don't really care that it's an R or a D underneath the name. I'm ready for my city to be brought back, and Curtis Lee was the guy. You feel really good about that?
My opponent in the last week had $1 million he dropped on my head saying, Curtis is not a Republican. He's a never Trumper. He is un disgraziato. And I won 70% of the vote.
Right.
People don't view me as a Republican or a Democrat. They view me, Joe, as a populist.
Yeah.
And that means people are able to put aside their political differences and look at me as sort of representing the common men and women. And the one issue that has galvanized so many liberals and progressives and moderate Democrats to my cause is that I am the first candidate ever to say there will be no kill shelters for dogs and cats in New York City.
It's a big deal.
Something that Los Angeles and Austin, Texas already do. The number of animal lovers in New York City is enormous. Trump lovers, Biden lovers, apolitical, they love dogs and cats. And right, when I tell them within 72 hours they're euthanized, they're shocked at taxpayers' expense. be surprised how much goodwill that has earned me, because I have 15 rescue cats in a 320 square foot apartment in the Upper West Side. And let me tell you, with me and my wife changing litter three times a day, I'm getting a double hernia from that.
Curtis, I hear you. I appreciate that. I think a populace is who's needed, and somebody who understands how to get rid of this crime that has overtaken the city. Thanks a million for coming back on. It's Leewa, FORNY.com. Go to the website right now. Let's do it again very soon, my friend. Congrats again on the big win.
I appreciate your tactical air support, and I'm going to take it to whichever Democrat survives this process.
I can't wait for you to do it. All right, appreciate you. We're back after this. Stay right here.